Lessons from the Old Testament. Adversity, the Great Teacher, by Elder Monty J. Brough of the 70. In 1959, while serving as missionaries in England, my companion Elder Ronald E. Clough and I were working hard to find someone to teach. We had knocked on a lot of doors and talked to many people, but without much success. I was born with birth defects in my feet and have struggled with them all my life. The cobblestones in England are hard on feet. One day, one of my feet started to bother me a great deal. I noticed a shoe repair shop and decided to go in to see if there was some way I could find relief from the pain. The cobbler was very helpful and gave me a few ideas. A day or two later, my companion and I were sitting in a park eating lunch when the cobbler, Gordon Everett, recognized us and came by on his bicycle to say hello. We asked him if he had ever heard of the Latter-day Saints. He hadn't, but agreed to learn more. The wonderful result is that we were able to teach him the gospel. He joined the church and has been an active, strong member ever since. There were times I thought my feet hindered my efforts as a missionary, yet the Lord used that very challenge to lead me to someone who was searching for the truth. What is the place for adversity in our lives? As we examine the history of the church and accounts from the Scriptures, we can see how the Lord uses adversity to bring about His purposes and to help us learn valuable lessons. Even Satan asked, "Doth Job fear God for naught?" Job chapter 1, verse 9. There suddenly came into Job's life the tribulation of losing his animals, his servants, even his children. He lost his health and was so physically changed that his friends did not recognize him. Understandably, he suffered enormous grief. Still, he continued to trust in the Lord. See Job chapter 13, verse 15. And eventually the Lord gave him twice as much as he had before. Job chapter 42, verse 10. The Apostle Paul was no stranger to adversity. Having suffered from persecution, imprisonment, and long separation from his loved ones. Yet he declared, "We glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us." Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. Even Christ was tutored and mentored by the tribulations he suffered. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 through 9. As we experience adversity in our own lives, let us, like Job, remain steadfast in our faith. Like Paul, let us seek to develop Christ-like traits through our suffering. Like the Savior, let us learn obedience and meekly submit to our Heavenly Father's will. As we do so, our suffering can make us more humble, more compassionate, and more receptive to the promptings of the Spirit. We can then find comfort in the Lord's great promise. After much tribulation cometh the blessing. Doctrine and Covenants, section 103, verse 12. Helps for Home Evening. Most Ensign articles can be used for family home evening discussions, personal reflection, or teaching the gospel in a variety of settings. 1. Before family home evening, place a rock in one of the shoes each person is wearing. At the beginning of family home evening, ask everyone to try walking around in the shoes while you tell Elder Brough's first story. Discuss the adversity he faced and how the Lord uses adversity to accomplish His purposes. 2. Challenge family members to find a scripture story that does not include adversity. Ask family members, "Why do bad things happen to good people?" Discuss how scriptural figures remain true even through trials. Talk about ways your family can better handle problems in life and develop Christ-like traits through our suffering. End of the article, Adversity, the Great Teacher, by Elder Monty J. Brough of the 70.